Hello guys and welcome to the next episode of Know the Unknown podcast, and I am your host Rajani. In today's episode we're gonna talk about an unknown thing that we never imagined or visited till the date. Yes, I am of course talking about the location, and that is about the waterfall. Yes friends, we had seen different type of waterfalls such as hidden waterfall, crystal blue waterfall, underwater waterfall, etc. But we never imagined about upside down waterfall. Oh my god, it's against the gravity, how it's possible? But yes, it's possible and it's seen in the real world. Now let's solve the mystery. The science behind it is, as the name suggests, upside down waterfalls happens when strong gusts of wind blow against a waterfall's flow, thus forcing the stream of water to spray upward or blow backward. So really it's an optical illusion. Upside down waterfalls only appear to be following in the opposite direction. Mother Nature's so silly. And these are some of the locations where you can see in the real life. Number one is the Kinder Falls, situated in the United Kingdom. Kinder Falls waterfall near Hayfield normally cascades down 80 feet, but on a very windy day, the Kinder River can be stopped in its tracks and blow back upwards onto the Kinder Scout Plateau. Second one is the Moher, situated in the Ireland. Tips of Moher on the western coast of Ireland are a sight to see on any day, but imagine seeing an upside down waterfall there too. And it's a good experience when we visit them on an especially windy day. The third one is Wafua Falls, situated at Hawaii. Wafua Falls turns into an upside down fall with powerful northeasterly trade winds, but it is very rare to see in real life. If it recently rained and the elements are just right, there are two ways to view them: driving down the Pali Highway eastbound or an intermediate hike into the valley. So friends, this were the few locations where you can visit and see the phenomenon of upside down waterfalls. Now you will not feel strange when you hear the word upside down or feel what's happening in today's world, because you get the knowledge. Yes guys. Now let's move to our second section of the podcast, that is the life hacks. The life hacks that will be useful for maintaining your house easily. Now they're talking about the home hacks. Yes, friends. The first one is unclogging a stuck drain with a coffee. Oh my god, how is this possible? Yes. Whether your kitchen sink is holding water or your tub won't drain after another at a home haircut, there's an easy solution to those plumbing woes that doesn't involve a trip to the stove. Yes, now how it's possible? That's possible by mixing your coffee grounds with dish soap and boiling water to unclog the drains. Yes, friends, by mixing the grounds with the soap and adding the mixture into your drain, following it up with a lengthy pour of boiling water, the combination of which will break up whatsoever clogging your pipes. Yeah, it's so easy. I'm gonna use it now. The second one is using your coffee grounds as a degreaser. Yeah, it's possible. Have some leftover coffee grounds after your morning pour over. Use them to tackle that ring around the tub. Rub some coffee grounds into the grease or soap and it will gently buff off any residue. Rinse off the mixture with warm water afterward and voila! A clean tub is ready. It's great. And the last one is using your essential oils to polish furniture. Yeah, no furniture polish on hand, no problem. You can use lemon essential oil to quickly polish any dark wood and effectively clean stains and spots. Oh, it's also good when we use the tea tree oil, is because it's effective furniture Pollution has added benefits of being a bug deterrent, but we have to be cautious when using this trick on food preparation surfaces, as many essential oils are not so safe for consumption. Yeah. So this were the 3 life hacks, and I hope you will love it. Stay loud, stay tuned, and we'll meet with the next mystery and life hacks in the next episode.